Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And on today's Good to Grow, we are going to open up the mailbag, or in this case, we're going to open up the inbox on our questions that we get from the community. We're always talking to people out at our information tables, our educational booths around town, and we do get a lot of traffic, believe it or not, on the Master Gardener email account. So make sure that if you have photos and you have questions, you can reach us so many different ways. And one of those ways is going to be via email. And today we're going to start off by answering a question. Hello. I was trying to seek some advice for growing potted plants in East El Paso. Our patio gets late morning to early afternoon sun. We have a 20-foot rock wall that blocks the early morning sun. It seems if we put them in the sun, they burn, and if we leave them on the patio, they dry and wither. We're using a commercial potting soil from a local box store, and the question is, do you have any suggestions? And boy, we brought Jan today to help her answer those questions.
You could go a lot of different directions here.
Yeah,
on that
exactly. So this is where we always talk about the fact that it's just not a simple question and an answer. It's a conversation. Like, we definitely need more information.
That's absolutely true. You know, it's one of my favorite subjects. Containers are so portable, and that's one of the things that makes them really good. If you've got situations where you're not getting enough sun or you're getting too much sun, you can always move things. But beyond that, there's some basics in container gardening that really will make a big difference for you. In the first place, you always, always, always want to provide plenty of drainage for your containers. Choose some lightweight containers when you can, because the heavier ones, the terracotta, the beautiful ceramic plant, so forth, pot, so forth and so on, retain a lot of heat. So that makes a difference, too, when you're talking about withering and crumbling. Water helps.
Mm-hmm.
Water is a really good thing to have. But lots of times, more plants die from overwatering than underwatering. So the things that I recommend, number one, are to have a decent-sized pot. 7 gallons is usually the average size. As your plants are getting bigger, you may need to pot them up. But make sure that you have some good potting soil. Personally, I'm not one for the soils that have all the fertilizers and so forth and so on. I want to control that myself because different plants have different requirements. So these are all the things, like you say, that there's a lot of variables that come into this. If I can't give you any two tips that are more important, number one, the drainage holes is vital. You've got to have good drainage for your containers, no matter what you're planting. And then when you go to plant, say you're buying your plants from the big box stores or a nursery, whatever. Number one, make sure that you check the plant. Don't bring home hitchhikers. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you don't bring pests into your garden. When you get them home and you're ready to plant, put them in a little pot of water so that you can soak that root ball. In the meantime, take the potting soil that you've purchased, whatever kind, brands really don't matter, they're all pretty good, and dampen that soil. And dampen it until you can make a mud ball. You know, take a fistful of soil. You don't want it running down your elbow. Make sure that soil is damp. And then when you go to plant your plants, you're taking a wet root ball and you're planting it in moist soil. And that's going to give the plant a really good start. And those are things I think that make a big difference. Morning sun is always the best for all of our plants, I think. And again, depending on what you're planting, if you're planting succulents, then it's a whole different story. If you're planting petunias or geraniums, those kinds of things. Our geraniums right now are just, they look horrible because it's hot. And they're winter growers. They're not summer growers. So I've taken all mine and I've put them under the patio where they get some good shade. Plants are kind of like us. They get sunburned. So I think that shade on your patio is very important. But you've still got to keep your containers wet. You don't want to drench them. But do water till water comes out the bottom of that pot. And I think you're going to find a difference. Mulch, you know, mulching your plants after you've planted them makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. You kind of loosen up the soil around the root ball before you put it in the ground and you know, tuck them in tight. And And don't be afraid to experiment. We talk about a thrill, a fill, and a spill when you're designing your container, kind of like you design your garden. Right. It's the same type of thing. But the portability of it is wonderful. I'm a senior citizen, so it's nice to be able to have those containers that are at a level where I can reach. Mm-hmm. They look pretty perched on different plant things, you know, plant stands and so forth and so on. So you're aesthetically, right. You know, the sky is the limit. Your imagination just spawns whatever kind of creativity.
Right. And I think you hit something really early on, which is the importance of drainage. And I've seen a lot of different articles and a lot of different schools of thought as far as putting a gravel bed.
Yes.
Of container of, you know, rocks.
Pottery shards.
Yes, exactly, on there.
And you can do that. It's right. Not absolutely necessary. I've done it both ways. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom always said to do that. So, hey, what mom says goes, you know, that kind of thing. But I've done it both ways. But if you've got good drainage, then you're going to be. And lots of times you may have to drill another hole. You know, just get your drill out. If you've got ceramic pots, you can use a drill bit that works that way. So, you know, make sure that those holes are there.
I know some people are putting little pieces of window screen over the hole when mm-hmm. you have them out on the patio to keep bugs
out
from going back up in there, right. Spiders, you know, things like that.
And I've been doing that. I've been buying screening. Yeah, exactly. Or if you've got screens that are, you know, that are no longer viable, you can use those. And then there's almost a plastic screening that's available in the big box stores, and that's what I've been using. And I do. I cut that, put it down, and that does help to keep the pests out. I also like to elevate my plants. You know, plants mm-hmm. are just like us. They need air. They need good nutrients, and they need they need water.
Drainage.
And they in the containers, they've right. got to have drainage. Now, there is such a thing as called a cash pot, and that's where you put a pot in a pot. And that may be where that's a good time to use your pebbles. You know, you can even buy bags of pebbles and make a nice level bed in a pot that does not have drainage holes. But plant your plant, even in a nursery pot, the black nursery pots or whatever, mm-hmm. and tuck them in there. You can run air conditioning pad or sphagnum moss around the side mm-hmm. to insulate those pots, and right. then if the black nursery pot has drainage, then you're good to go, and that water will drain down in that little bed of rocks, so right. your plants won't get wet feet and die from root rot.
And that's one of the biggest things, is that plant that's planted in the ground has the soil to buffer those temperatures
exactly.
around there. And that container, if it's sitting, whether it's getting morning, afternoon,
even if heat, the top part's cold tolerant,
exactly, it's still gonna either
that pot freezes.
The pot can freeze, or the roots can cook with that direct sun hitting that, especially in a plastic pot, you know.
Or if you're sitting on, you know, sitting on concrete where mm-hmm. most like, and you can also take, I worked a couple weeks ago and put some plants in my flower bed mm. and kind of made a little grouping in there. And but they still have to have the drainage. And your idea about the screen is really a good idea, John, to keep those.
Some of the landscape fabric stuff could work also. You
absolutely.
Just want to make sure you have one that, you know, has good water infiltration, so it allows the water out of the pot, because you
yes.
don't want one in there that
doesn't
let the water out, keeps it in.
Well, and your watering and your fertilizing are very important. You really don't want to put one plant in a pot that's maybe 12 inches in diameter, because it's lonesome. It needs some buddies, but make sure that the buddies all have the same water and fertilizer requirement. Mm-hmm. And when you know, people look at the top of a container and say, it's dry, got a water. Well, not necessarily. Use your finger, take a number two pencil, poke it down in the soil about 8 or 10 inches, and make sure if you pull it out and there's nothing on that pencil, then that plant needs water. But if there's mud around it, that means it's damp around the root ball, and that's where it's important, you
right.
know. So and watch your fertilizer requirements. Follow the directions on the bag. Follow the and the middle number, you all in your fertilizers, on all of your fertilizers, is your phosphorus, and that's what makes blossoms and fruit. So if you want a lot of blossoms, a higher number, and that middle number is important. The first one is the green, and then the last one is the for your roots, the potassium.
And a lot of times container plants are meant to be changed out and moved. You don't put a plant in and keep it there for 20 years.
Right. Most
Unless
of them don't.
Unless it's a bonsai. You
know? Exactly.
And you can't
I see some barrel cactus in container gardens that have been there for a while.
Yeah, so. I mean, something like that's a little different. But.
Well, and that's where we go back to our little poem about a thrill, a fill, and a spill. If you have an anchor plant, and I've even seen people do, you know, like a small evergreen, and then you can tuck in annuals. And remember, what an annual is, it's going to die after the first year. So you can change those out. And like the portability of the containers, you get that variety. I have a huge bathtub, cast iron bathtub. It's my favorite container. And it changes almost every year because I put new plants in it. And it's so you can make anything a container.
Right.
And as long as there's holes in the bottom.
I tell people when they have the big old mulberry tree that's so dense shade that nothing grows under it, is, you know, try some shade-loving plants in a container.
Exactly.
Put some flagstone down and, you know, put some containers out, at least to give you a little color.
Right.
And I found that that's a really good place, too, for some of my succulents, because many of my succulents have gotten sunburned to the point where they get blistered. But and a lot of them with some dappled sunlight will get a beautiful red leaf margin, and they provide a lot of color. But under the shade of a pecan tree or a mulberry tree is a great place for those, because they're still getting enough sun, but they're not getting blistered by this intense summer heat that we have here in El Paso.
I've seen a couple yards where they have put in, you know, a fairly good size raised bed, and, you know, they'll have a mulberry tree or an ash tree or something as kind of the focal main plant, but then they have a raised bed around it, not covering up the roots, but
exactly.
And then they'll plant that little miniature ice plant with the hot pink color on it, and man, when that thing is in color.
So
I mean, you can be walking down the street and that color just pull your eye right away. You go, wow, what is that?
And there's another one that I've kind of discovered. I had it in a container, and it's called Portula caria, or the elephant food. And it's grown into a tree. I put it in a great big pot. Anybody want cuttings? Come on down. I have got elephant food everywhere. And I'm thinking very seriously of taking that out of one of the pots. And I was reading about it the other day. They get to be 6 or 7 foot tall. Really interesting plant. And it's a succulent.
Have you talked to the zoo? Maybe they need some food for the elephants.
For the elephants? Well, no. I don't think it's one to chew on, but so there, you know, there's just all sorts of interesting things, and things don't have to bloom to be beautiful and add color to your garden. You know, lots of coleus, for instance, in the fall.
There's
wonderful stuff. So
a lot of options.
Don't get me started. I could go on and on.
A lot of options.
Slow down, Jan.
I know. I'm on a vapor lock here, so we gotta be careful.
Well, we always like to have the opportunity to answer questions that come into our inbox, into our mailbag, and we hope that by answering the questions online on our show, we're not just helping the one client that calls us, but maybe a few of you other folks that are out there listening to us today. And if you have your own question and you'd like to submit that to Good to Grow, please mail that into the El Paso Master Gardeners at El Paso Master Gardener at ag.tamu.edu. If you lost that email address, you can always call them at 771-2354, and they'll make sure to get you your question and your photo up here on our next gardening show. And we want to thank you for listening today, and thank Lauren Terrazas for engineering and producing. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
I'm Jan Peters-Elka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.